Parshas of the Tzavod by Meluyim and the Parshas of Atat Tzavah. That's where it says this Pasuk of Kocho. So anything it says in Shemois, by Atat Tzavah, it talks about the Tzivuyim, what you're supposed to do, Vishas Meluyim, that's good, there should be Likuva. But Mil said, like, Tziva Bahayin Yonim in Olam. But something that doesn't say in the Parsha of Atat Tzavah about the Tzavah when Hashem commanded them to do. There's another Parsha in Vayikra and Tzav that talks about the actual Asiyah, how they do it. And there it says certain things that there are the mitzvahs there. So how do we know those mitzvahs are likuva? Shrashi explains to Leitziv, the Parsha Tzav Miluyim, Bezeh HaDavar Shatasem, Leitziv She'itein El HaChoshin Urim V'tumim. In the Parshas of Atat Tzavah, the Tzivuy to do the Miluyim, it doesn't say that in the Choshin you have to put the Urim V'tumim. Kishel Vishem, when they put it on the Kohen Gadol. Abba V'Parsha Tzav Esaren, She'nem Rishom Asiyas HaMiluyim. There the Torah says exactly how they did the Miluyim. Ksev, there it says, Vayiten Olav Es HaChoshin, Vayiten El HaChoshin Es Urim V'tumim. The Mashmet Likuva. Since the Pasuk says over there, you have to put the Urim V'Tumim inside the Choshen, so that's a mitzvah, and if they wouldn't do it, he wouldn't be called the Kohen Gadol, would be possible. So for the Gemara, how do we know that? This Inyan to put the Urim V'Tumim in the Choshen doesn't say in Atat Tzavah where it says the word Kocha, it says it in the Pasha Tzav. There it doesn't say the word Kocha. So how do we know it's Nekuva? So for the Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, Yalav Pesach Pesach. There's a Gzeir Shava, the two Pashas. The Pasha that says in Tzav about the Asiyah, and the Pasha that says in Atat Tzav about the Tzavah, Hashem commanded them, we learn that one from the other. Trashi Pesach Pesach, V'Tzavah in Shemois Tziv El Pesach Oyomayit. And that's an extra Pasuk there. V'chein B'Asiyah, Takriv Pesach Oyomayit. V'yochol Aron Ovonov, Es Bosor Ayil, V'yesalechem Asher Basal Pesach Oyomayit. V'chein B'Asiyah, It's called Ede Ekilu El Pesach Oyomayit, Bishma Es Abasa Pesach Oyomayit. Kitz is an extra Pasuk, both places Pesach Pesach, learn out of Gzeir Shavim. That just like what it says in Atat Tzavah, by the Tzavah, anything it says there was Likuva, who I did in the Parsha Tzav, anything the Torah says there, that you have to put the Urim V'Tumim inside the Choshen, that's also Likuva. We have Meshashi, says another Teretz. We have Meshashi, Uama, no. In the Parsha Tzav, in Vayikra Gufa, there's a Raya, whatever it says there is also Likuva. The Pasuk there says, U'shemartem es mismerash Hashem. Ikuva, that's also a Lashon of Likuva. The Drashi of Meshashi Yomah, the Pashas Asiyosa Nam Yikuva Ksiva. Even the Pashas Tzav, it says a Lashon Likuva. U'shemartem mishmeris, mashma tishma kechol akosiv, for like Sarak Zereshova. You don't need the Zereshova, Stam, you have an extra Pasuk here. U'shemartem es mishmeris Hashem, to teach us that whatever it says here, you have to watch. And if you don't watch it, it's possible. So from here we know it's Likuva. Rav Ashi says another teretz. Again, in the Parshas of Tzav Gufa, it's Mashma, whatever it says there, is also Likuva. But Omar, the Pasuk says, Ki Chein Suveti. It says, that's the way you were commanded to do. Ikuva, that's also a Lashon of Likuva. Now the Gemara, since the Gemara dash in this Pasuk, Ki Chein Suveti, that was talking about in the Parshas of Tzav, about the Meluyim, now we're going to bring down another Braisa that dashes another Pasuk, that also says the same Lashon, Ki Chein Suveti. Nothing to do with the Meluyim. Stam, this is the Pasha by Aaron and Moshe. When Moshe got angry at Aaron, how come he burnt the Siyah Shomash Chodesh? So Tana Rabbanan, it says three times in the Pasha in Vayikra Yud, it says, Kichein Tzuvesi, Kasher Tzivesi, and Kasher Tzivu Hashem. It says three times in that Pasha these Lashonis. In the real extra, so Gemara's explain now, why do we need all these three Kichein Tzuvesi, like Kasher Tzivu, like Rashi explains. Tana Rabbanan, Kichein Tzivesi. I did dimnoket hocha lemidrash kain tzivesi, linyona dimluyim. Since the Gemara just got finished saying that in the Parshas of Tzav by Meluyim, it says this Lashon kichein tzivesi, which means any mitzvah says there was likuva, is also kovala braisa hocha. Our Gemara brings out on this braisa. Lemidrash kichein tzivesi, the shmini. Where it says in Parshas shmini, lemayosa. Where does it come from? For lav ninu hu kura dinyona dimluyim. We're not talking about the same pasuk of Meluyim that's talking about Tzav Esaron. El the Yom HaShmini. We're talking about now on the Yom Shmini Shemaluyim. The Yechsev, it says there, B'mincha, Kichu Esa Mincha, Naseres, Mishi Hashem, V'yichluhu, Matzois, Eitzel HaMizbeh, Kichein Tzuvesi. It says, Loshen Kichein Tzuvesi. Then it says, Kasher Tzuvesi, Rashi says, Gabi Sir Chatis, Asher Doras Moshe, V'nei Sarah. Moshe, at a time of Tarwan, how come you burnt the Sir Shoresh Chodesh? Exib, Ocho Teichlu Weisiv Mokum Kodesh, Kasher Tzivaisi. That, like, how come you didn't eat it? And then the Pasuk says, Kasher Tzivu Hashem, Ka Beishoi Katruma V'chazo Atnufa. Ksiv Teichlu Mokum Tor, Kasher Tzivu Hashem. Says also in that Pasha again, Kasher Tzivu Hashem. So Rashi explains the Kasher is now, V'lovali Chad Mikol Hani. How come it has to say like these three times, Hashem commanded us? Kvichi Chol Hadvorim Shenemul Moshe, Loimul Yisrael Chazov Yomik Yichain Tzivaisi. Like usually when Hashem told Moshe to tell something to Klai Yisrael, he didn't end off to say, this is the way Hashem commanded me. Pshita! Whatever Moshe told, this is what Hashem told him. So how come here in that Pasha of Shemini, three times it has to say a Loshen like, Kasher Tziv Hashem. What's the purpose of these three in Yonim? So Gemara Dashnas now, each one separately. Gemara says, Kichein Tzuvesi means Baninas Yechlu. That was a Chiddush. That even though Aaron HaKohen was an Oinin, his two sons, Nadav and Avihu, died, still, he was allowed to eat this mincha. Rashi says, "Oynanin al Nadav Yaviu." Aaron on the main Meluim. That's when Nadav Yaviu died. The Kodshim Asur Loynin. And usually, a Loynin, that means if one of your Mason Kroyim died, you're not allowed to eat Kodshim. Mikal Vuchaimim Mimaisa Kal. We learn that from Kal Vuchaimim from Meiser. Yechsev Gabi Meiser Lo Yechalti Biyoni Mimeni. You're not allowed to eat Loynin. Is not allowed to eat Meiser. So Pshiti, not allowed to eat Kodshim. Vu Amal Lehem Lechol Mincha. Mashenkin here, the tzibah was, you're allowed to eat this mincha. Huskak loimet yichein tzivaisi baninas teichlu. That's why Moshe had to repeat himself and say, even though it's a chiddush, even though usually an oinin can't eat kachim, here Aaron, you should know you're allowed to eat the kachim. The mincha that you brought that day, you are allowed to eat. And how do I know that? Yichein tzivaisi. That's why Moshe had to repeat himself, I was commanded from Hashem to tell you this chiddush, that you are allowed to eat even though you're an oinin. Right, Kasher Tzivesi, another pasuk says Tzivesi, that means B'shas Maisa Amalehim. That he told him B'shas Maisa. What does that mean, Rashi? Kasher Tzivesi B'shas Maisa Amalehim, Kishemotza Mash Osu, Shesofu Sir Hachatis. That day, Aaron burnt the Sir Hachatis, Vu Sir Shorash Chodesh. He brought three kabonis that day. One of them he burnt. His one of them he held, he wasn't allowed to eat. So, since he wasn't Einin, he held the Sir Shorash Chodesh, he's not allowed to eat. His Amalehim, so Moshe tying it back to Aaron, why did you burn it? Like there was no psul, you didn't bring the blood the wrong place. No psul happened to the korban. So Moshe tying it to Aaron, you should have eaten that korban also. The same way I told you that the mincha, even though you're an oinin today, you're allowed to eat the mincha. Shemat lechem bo, shemepi hakadosh baruch hu netavisi, that I told you just like you're allowed to eat the mincha. I told you from Hashem, so Moshe is telling him, now also, this chatis also you should have eaten. And we'll soon see that Teretz says Aaron knew, not like that, that there were three kabbonas brought that day. Two of them were chidushim haroi yeshur. Only for that one day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Yem Shemini Shemeluyim, they brought two special kabbonas. So those two special kabbonas, Hashem gave them a het to teat, even though they were anointing. Mashenkin, the third kabbon of Rosh Chodesh, it was Rosh Chodesh. That's a carbon you bring every single Rosh Chodesh. That's a regular carbon. On that carbon, there was no heta for Aaron's heat. So Aaron was right, the fact he burnt the carbon show Rosh Chodesh. But Moshe made a mistake, and Moshe tied it to Aaron, just like you're allowed to eat the other carbonis, you should have eaten the Sirach Rosh Chodesh also. That's what he said, Kasher Tzivesi. And Vaito, Kasher Tziv Hashem, that the Moshe said, Kasher Tziv Hashem, that means, V'loi me'alai ani oimer. I'm not saying this for myself. I'm saying it over from Hashem. And Rashi says, Kasher Tzivu Hashem lo me'alai ani yoimer. Ho yusaymchem al pi adibur. Like Moshe was saying, I'm telling you over, that's what Hashem wants you to do. V'yochlu ois oinin. And even though you're an oinin, still you're allowed to eat it. V'lo yfasu kasher asisim chatis. Now Moshe was telling them, you shouldn't have done what you did with the korban chatis. So Rashi says, Moshe made a mistake. Because the heter, a Torah was only by the mincha v'chazor v'shoik. O siya shmini, o v'siya nachshon, sho yekot se shor. Those two kabbonas were special kabbonas brought special for the Yom Shemini Shemluyim. Avosir Rosh Chodesh, Shokotche Doris, Loyhuta Leinen, Oshleitze Sirim Kobo Baibayim. Three of them were brought that day. Vlanisafela Shavash Chodesh Mavad. And Aaron only burnt the carbon Shavash Chodesh. Because on that he held there's no heter to eat it since he's an Oinin. The heter for the Oinin was only the special two kabbonas that were brought special for that day. So that's why the pasuk there says three times this lashna that he was commanded for the three chedushim he's saying over. Right. Amar Rabbi Yosi b'Chanina, Michnasayim ain't suvim b'pasha. It doesn't say anywhere how when the kahanim put on the michnasayim, the underpants.
Torah doesn't talk about it. Rashi says, "Ein ksuvim bepashis." But levishas habegodim, when the Torah says how they put the begodim on Aaron Hakohen, loy b'tzavua v'loy b'asiya. Not in the Pasha Shemois, when it says about that Tzavor, he commanded them to do it, and not in Pashas Vayikra, when they actually did it. It doesn't say anywhere that they put on the Kohen the Michnasayim. So the Morak is Shuwaima, when the Pasuk says at the end, in Shemois, V'zeh ha-dover ha-shetah solehem, le-kadesh oysom le-chaim, is lo-biya Michnasayim. That's the actual vav. V'zeh ha-dover means something that is said before in the Pasha. Before it spoke about, when it spoke in the Pasha before, it was talking about the Begodim, the Big Dekuna, so it said the Michnasayim. Now the next post-Pasha, the Pasha is talking about the Tzavor, when Hashem committed them to make it special for the Kohanim, it says Loshen Vezeh HaDover, and this thing means to include what we're talking about before, the Michnasayim. Vezeh HaDover Shasitas Elohim L'Kadosh Eisel L'Kayim L'Hovi HaMichnasayim V'Asiris Eifo, that a Kohen has to bring an Asiris of Eifo also. And Rashi says, Vov, it says Vizeh HaDover, what's the Vov? Moisav Alinyin Rishin Hamadabe Batzavois Asiyas Abagodim Vishom Tzevi Yotso Lo Michnes Eibad. It's when the Torah Stam talks about making the Begodim generally, it says you have to make a Michnes Eibad. But later when it says how the Kohanim the Tzavor to put on the Begodim on the Kohen, it doesn't talk about the Michnesayim. But it just says Vizeh HaDover, the Vov includes that when you put on the Begodim on the Kohen, you have to put on his Michnasayim. And Vaita V'Asirah Seifah, says Rashi, Sha'akahanim Tzrichim Lovi B'yom Chinuchim. Anytime a Kohen first becomes a Kohen to do the Avodah, the first day he does the Avodah, he has to bring a special Mincha, an Asirah Seifah. V'Afilu HaHegyet, even a Korban Hegyet, a regular Kohen, K'Darmina B'mnochis. The first time he does the Avodah, he has to bring an Asirah Seifah. So here the Pasha doesn't say it, but in the Vizeh HaDover includes, he needs the Asirah Seifah also. Read the Gemara. Bishleima Michnasayim Tzivei Binyon of the Begodim. Bishleima, that the Vizeh HaDover, the Vov, includes that you have to put on the Michnasayim as on the pants. It's good because it spoke about it in the Pasha before. As before, I was talking about making the actual Begodim. Now the next Pasha says that Tzavor to put it on the Kohen, so even though it doesn't say to put the Michnasayim on, but it says Vizeh HaDover, the Vov is Moisif. Just like before, we were talking about we had to make the Michnasayim. So in this Pasha also, it's like the Torah is saying, you have to put them on them also. El Asira Seifim Inolon. But how do we know to learn in this Pasha of Vizeh HaDover Shatas Lehem? You know what you have to do to a Kohen? When he wants to become a Kohen, he has to bring an Asira Seifah. How can we be marvel this in the Vov, in the Vizeh HaDover, the Psukim before, we're not talking about the Asira Seifah? So how could you include Asira Seifah when the Pasha is not talking about it? Have the Gemara, Asya Zezeh, Ereklaim, it's Exerish Sova Zezeh, Mi Vizeh Korban Aaron of Onov, Hashi Agribo Lashem Asira Seifah. And Pashas of Ayikra Vov, it says this Lashon of Vizeh Korban Aaron of Onov, Hashi Agribo, they bring an Asira Seifah. Just like over there, the Vizeh means the Asira Seifah, here also, in Shemais Chavtes, when it starts talking about the Tzavor, how, what the Kohanim have to do, it also means to include that the first day they do the Avodah, they have to bring a special Mincha, the Asira Seifah. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi, Minayin Shaf Mikro Pasha Makiv. How do we know that B'Shas B'Miluyim, there was a Tziva Moshe should read off the Pasha of the Klal Yisrael? How do we know even that is also Likuva? And Rashi says, Mikro Pasha B'Miluyim, Shen Etzava B'Viyata Tzav, and the Pasha Atat Tzav, it says, Omer Lehem Letzibur, the Esrim Vesholosh B'Adar, on the 23rd day of Adar, Kishyetchilu HaMeluyim, those were the 7 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when the Shivas Meluyim started, Vehikul Esraid, gathered them together, Pesach HaMoyed, Shinema Vatikor Lo'edo, Vayoyme Moshe El Lo'edo, Zeh HaDova Shatzibu Hashem, lastly, that Moshe Zeh HaDova means he had to tell over the Mikroyas to Pesukim, O Mikroyas HaLolo Be'athir Samluyim Etzavas Aaron, he said over to them these Pesukim to the present Tzavas Aaron. So how do we know this is the Kuva? That if Moshe wouldn't have said over the Psukim, it would be possible to do the Avodah? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Vayoyme Moshe Leida, Zeh HaDover Shetzivu Hashem. That means, what Zeh HaDover? What's HaDover? Afilu Dibur Makiv. That's what the actual Pasuk is telling us. Zeh HaDover, even this mitzvah of Dibur, just saying over the could be the storm at the Pashas of Meluyim, that it says the first 7 days, Moshe Rabbeinu was Malbish Aaron HaKohen with his bonim.
He put on the begodim on Aaron HaKohen, the Kohen Gadol. He put on the 8 begodim. And on the bonim, the Kohen Hagadol, the regular Kohen, he put on 4 begodim. How was the Seder? How did Moshe put them on? And who did Ladaris do the same thing? How do we put them on? Ketzad Abisham. For the Gemara, Ketzad Abisham, how did Moshe put on the begodim on Aaron? Might have a heavy, might not come in to us. What happened, happened. It happened already. It's not Nogei L'maisa now. What do you have to go into this? So Rashi says, Ketzad Abisham means say the begodim la'avu l'bonim, by your father, the Kohen Gadol, to his son. Zeh achar zeh. How do you do one after another? So my dad, we have to ask you, my talk, what do you have to ask the question for? What happened already? El the Gemara means test like this. Ketzad malbisham losad lovay. El mino gay, when Mashiach comes, the Kohanim will be here again. How are we going to put the begodim back on the Kohanim then? Fred the Gemara, losad lovay nami. Likashiyavoy war in a bun of a Mashi mohim. When the Mashiach will come, we'll have Moshe and Aaron will be there, and they'll teach us how to do it. So Vaitla, like the Ritzvah speaks out, the Gemara always says, Hilchos al Mashiach, like it's not Nageya, to know halachas now, what will be later by the Mashiach. We don't clear these shalas now. Hey, Aaron and Moshe will be there then, they'll take care then. So Mainav Kumin, how are you supposed to do it? And for the Gemara, yeah, Elakate said Helbisha means Lemizbak Roy. We want to know how to learn Pshan the Psukim. There's a mitzvah to learn Torah, and the Psukim will soon see there are two Pashas. There's a Pashas in Shemois, that the Tzavor, in Pashas at the Tzavor, when Hashem commanded them to put the Begodim on the Kohanim, and there's a Pashas in Vayikra, how they actually did it. So you want to know Pshat and Psukim. And Echnami, it happened already. We want to know how to learn Pshat and Psukim. That's what's Nogeya. Like Rashi says, L'mispa Kroi means, L'lirma Yadodi. Don't ask a Stira. That's what really we want to ask. Really, there's a Stira in the Pashas. The Tzavor Ksiv, in the Pashas Shemois, when Hashem commanded them how to do it, the pasuk says they have a chagartim oisay avnet, put on the gartel, Aaron ubonuf. Ye mashma chagirosam shalav ubonim b'seid rechad. Mashma, they put on the gartel together. The father Aaron and the children together, they put on the gartel together. V'lo hifsek levishas beger achav b'ntayim. There was no other begodim put on in between. Hey, it's like the Gemara's maskana is, first Moshe went to put the gartel on Aaron HaKohen, and then he went straight to the bonim to put the gartel on them. That's what it says in Pashas Tata Tetzavim. Uveyasiyo, but in Pashas Vayikra, in Tzav, when it talks about how they actually did it, Ksiv b'Aaron, Vayachkeroysa b'Avnet, first put on Aaron's Avnet, put on his gartel, v'sei levitz begodim, then it says, v'hilbish kolam abushim, put on all Aaron's begodim, v'yachakach, then the Pasuk says, hikriv bonim v'lbisham, chogar Aaron v'bonim, yeah. So, and later the Psukim say, then they first dressed the bonim. So, who is the steer in the Psukim? In Shemais, it's Mashma, they dressed them together. And in Vayikra, it's Mashma, first they dressed Aaron, and then they dressed the bonim. That's the Moros Kasha. What's Psham the Psukim? So, the Moros Pligi Bo, B'nei Rabbi Chi of Rabbi Yechon. So, Machloik is Taka. Chadama 1 says, Aaron, first Moshe dressed Aaron, all his 8 begodim, V'yachakach bonim. And then Moshe went to put on the 4 begodim on his sons that were Kohen Hedyot. The Chadama 1 says no. Aaron ubonav avasachas. Moshe, but the maskana means first he put on the gartel on Aaron, and then right away he went to put the gartel on his children, and then he went to finish dressing Aaron. But he did not do completely Aaron first and then the children. He did like together. So machlokes. Now Amar Abaye says like this. Bikasoinis, by putting on the underpins, over mitznefes, and putting on the hat, kuliyamolei pligi di Aaron. That's pshitum. First Moshe dressed Aaron, v'yakakach bonav, and then he put on the begodim of the children. The why? The bein b'tzavor, where the pashas at the tzavor talks about the commandments. Or bein b'yasi and pashas b'yikru, when he actually did it, Aaron kodim. The pasuk always says, first dress Aaron, and then you'll dress the children. So that's no machlokes. Keep pligi, where's no machlokes? The avni. It's only a machlokes. How do they say of the gartel go? How do they put the gartel on? The avnik. Man the yom Aaron v'yachakach bonov. The one that says they actually put first Aaron. That means they dressed Aaron with all his 8 begotten first, and then they went to dress the bonov. The sin, because the pasuk says in Vayikra, v'yachker oisoy the avnik. Mashma first put the avnik on Aaron. For hodaksev v'yachker oisom avnik. And then it says then the bonim you put the gartel on the bonim. Mashma separately. So first Moshe dressed Aaron completely, and then he dressed the bonim. Oman the yom Aaron abonim, the one that says no, that they put the gartel on both of them together, pavatachas, because it says in the Pashas Tzavo in Shemois, it says, v'chogarto oisam,
put the girdle on both of them. Mashma, Aaron and the Bonim were done together. So Kurb gets to the theory in the Psukim. So one says the Ika Pasuk is in Bayikra, and one says the Ika Pasuk is in Shemais. Now the Gemara is now the Masba of a Koponim, it's a theory in the Psukim. So one says, Laman, the Yom Aaron and Bonim of Asachas. The one that says the Ika is in Pashis Shemais. Then it says, V'chagar to Oysom. You do it together. I hoxiv a yachir oisim biavnate. Vod hoxiv a yachir oisim avnate. I in Vayikra it says no. First they put the girdle on Aaron, and then later they first put the girdle on the children. Mashma was not done together. Omalo.